One, two, three. Pull back that flag. Pull back that flag.
You know, when everyone leaves, the crowds go and the cameras go, and you know, we get to be here and really let it sink in that this is our home. I think it's going to be a great feeling for both of us. Independence is something Doug's lost, and he's regaining it on one of the best holidays in our country.
A lot of people ask us as a foundation, how does a 9/11 organization wind up building homes for the most catastrophically injured service members coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan? And for us, the connection is just so simple, and it makes so much sense. If 9/11 never happened, Sergeant Doug Vitale would have never been in the line of fire that day. He would never had his life in jeopardy. So we feel it's our responsibility and our commitment to go forward and make sure that each and every one of these servicemen who have suffered catastrophic injuries are able to, at the very least, get a home that allows them to live independently. And what better way to celebrate Independence Day than to make sure that Doug and Alexis Vitale themselves can live an independent lifestyle from this point moving forward.
It's an honor to be here with Alexis and Doug and welcome you to your new home.
So many people came together to make this happen, so want to wish them all the best and God bless.
As you may know, Doug is a great Steelers fan. In fact, I'm going to say he's our number one Steelers fan. Wanted to give him something unique, something different. Rocky Blyer came to visit me recently. And Rocky gave me a hat, which is kind of a unique hat. It's sort of Rocky's own version of a Steeler hat. But I thought, Doug, that you would enjoy having something. There's not many of these around. And so it's Rocky's number 20. And
seeing Doug smile, you can't get anything better than that, that's for sure.